This is Generation Swap. While the world talks about a generation gap,
we talk about generational connection. Our guests, we call them swap mates, discuss goals, passions, and values, helping each other figure out life.
Keep listening for more. Hello and welcome. I'm Gary Eberle, Professor Emeritus of English at Aquinas College.
And I'm Cindy Camp, a sometime adjunct professor here.
And we're your hosts today for this podcast featuring swap mates Dan Meesday and Christian Zacharias. Generation Swap is an intergenerational learning program at Aquinas College in which we pair traditional-aged Aquinas College students and students from the college's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, or OLLI. OLLI students are all aged 55 or older, with an average age of 73, while the younger students are ages 20 to 22, generally. This year, we've been exploring how relationships can develop between and across generations. Each month, all of our swapmate participants would meet as a larger group to discuss general topics of interest, and then each set of partners would try to meet at least once between group meetings to talk about or do anything they pleased. We hope to learn some things in the process about communication, relationships, and especially about relationships between the generations. So today we will hear from Dan and Christian, who've been meeting together for the past 9 months, both individually and with our whole group of swap mates. Dan and Christian, welcome. To begin, could you just tell us a few facts about yourselves, including your ages?
Certainly. I am 76 and a 1970 graduate from Aquinas. I worked for about 30 years for a company that had international partners, so I did an extensive amount of international travel, which is unbelievable. Yeah. And would not have happened without that opportunity. I am one of seven children. I grew up in New Jersey, but the family moved to Michigan, matter of fact, my senior year in high school. And I ended up at Aquinas because a neighbor across the street had a daughter who went here. So I've greatly appreciated the opportunities here and the educational opportunities that the college provided for me.
Okay. We'll probably come back to that. Christian, what's your story?
Oh, I'm currently 20 years old. I am a sophomore at Aquinas studying business admin and sports management with a minor in English and a possible future minor in accounting. I live in Michigan my whole life. I don't know much about the other states. I came to Aquinas because it was similar to my high school. It was small, quiet, and it was located in the city, which is a new experience in itself. And nearby home, 42-minute drive.
So where's your home?
Grant, Michigan.
Grant.
Oh, yeah, I know little town.
Onion capital. Or it used to be. So our first meeting way back in September, we began with a getting-to-know-you experiment using some icebreakers where we all met each other for the first time, met our partners for the first time. I think you were at that, Dan. When did you two meet first?
Well, we have had a little bit different situation. My wife was sick with cancer, and she did pass away, which unfortunately interrupted Christian and I from having a lot of the meetings, either group or individual. But we have had an opportunity to meet a few times and discuss life in general and college life in particular.
Did you have any first impressions the first time you met?
I would say the first time we met, it was just that, a get to know you. Where does Christian live? Give him some background on where I've lived and go from there. As things have progressed, I've learned college life again and how busy a college student can be and is.
Mm-hmm. Christian, what about you? First impressions, early meetings?
Initially, I was excited to meet Dan because I received a piece of paper that talked a little bit about him, like what industries he was in, what sports he liked, and he liked quite a few sports, was in the business world, and I was just generally excited to get to know his story and how that can help me learning from his life.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, you mentioned your wife being diagnosed this fall and passing shortly after her diagnosis. And I think for the students, you shared that pretty openly the first time you came back after her death. And I think that really made an impression on them that here you had built a life with someone and had to, you know, let go. And you were still committed to being a part of this group, despite the grieving that you've been doing. I think that, you know, that leaves a mark on young people to see someone go through a huge life passage. So I know that, as you said, it impacted how often you were able to meet together, but I think it left a real impression on our young people.
Well, I think that it is very important to keep on moving through life. It's a tragedy, I guess, when a spouse passes away, but you cannot sit in a room and just look at four walls. You must still be out there socializing, and that is one of the reasons why I was away last week. Had an opportunity. Punta Cana has always been on my bucket list, so I went, and I'm glad I made it.
Our listeners can't see, but Dan has a beautiful glow. He looks like, he's just been at the beach, and he's arrived back in Grand Rapids with a very healthy tan.
About 4 months ahead of the rest of us.
That's right.
Christian, coming from Grant to what must seem like a big city, was a life transition as well. So how have you adapted to college life?
It was interesting. In high school, my life was centered around soccer, so my life was busy day to day. And coming to college, I didn't have that, so I had to adapt to using my free time more wisely and usefully and reinventing myself because soccer was my life, and I had to find out what was I going to be after that. Because if I continue playing, what would I do after retiring? And I struggled a bit, and especially during spring of freshman year. That year sucked, but I made it. I pushed through, and it was just lovely being here at Aquinas.
What other activities have you gotten involved with here? Although it sounds like you do a lot of coursework, you know, majors, minors. But yeah, what else do you do when you're not studying?
I'm currently part of the esports team at Aquinas playing Rocket League. I'm part of a few clubs, Art, Craft, and Anime Club, Lexa.
What's Lexa?
Latinx Student Organization. Huh? So just fellow Latino students and Latina students. I'm going to join Writers Guild, and that's going to fill up a lot of time. I'm also part of the Writing Center on campus. I work with Trio SSS as a peer mentor from this, and I also work at Weggie as well.
Okay. And full classes. So we meet each other at times when we are moving from one thing to another in life. And learning, as you say, to retire from your soccer playing opens up holes in your life, but you're navigating the transition. And Dan, you as well, moving to a new phase of your life. I like your attitudes, which is, okay, that was then, and now we're moving on. What has struck you both about working across generations, not just with each other, but with the larger group, too, about learning things like that?
Well, the opportunity for generation swap, you are forced, I guess, or the older portion of the swap mate, to relay things that you've experienced over time. And I think I've conveyed to Christian about, you know, my international travel, how, you know, it was informative and, quite honestly, you know, an experience that you can never give up. That's the type of thing that I can convey because, you know, I've had 50 years of monkeying around with it.
So, have you got any aspirations that way, Christian, to be a traveler?
Yes, I've always had a dream to travel to Spain or Germany because those are countries of interest, also the Netherlands.
And I guess just knowing that can be a part of one's future and travel as part of work-related travel is good.
So over the course of the 9 months that we've been having our meetings, we did a lot of different things. And we talked about different topics like happiness and relationships. You made Christmas crafts together. We had a speed dating event. We did circle discussions. Christian, what left an impression on you in terms of some of those bigger group interactions?
First thing that comes to mind, of course, is the relationship aspect of things, not just personally, but with businesses and friends. Also the happiness topic, because that made me wonder more of what makes me happy and how do I want to achieve that.
Yeah, and relationships were a big key part of that, weren't they? That so much of our happiness in life really is hinged to our relationships. And we certainly wanted to help develop the idea of relationships across generations. Gary, you've said this often, but how we can live in these generational silos where we largely interact with people who are our own age, and the value of getting to know someone outside of family who's from a really different stage of life. So just wondering, if you were going to promote the idea of intergenerational relationships, what would you say is one of the reasons that you think it's valuable?
I think it's valuable because you get to look on the past, see the growth from there to now, and just hope for the future that continues growing in the positive manner. Because not just with Dan, I like talking to my grandma about her past and just learning about what she went through. And it sort of gives me an idea of what could happen for my life, but not necessarily might actually happen.
And Dan, any thoughts from you about intergenerational relationships?
One thing I got out of the group meetings was there were a number of people who, the older generation, who obviously had different experiences than I did, and to have them convey that to the group was inspirational, and I think everyone benefited.
Talk a lot about work-life balance, and I think some of the, us older folk, the older half, could talk about real-life experiences, traditional age students, still working on juggling all the balls in the air at once, and it can feel pretty frantic. So that allowed us to talk about values and choices and directions in life, taking risks, starting and stopping, changing when you need to, that kind of stuff. I thought those were valuable topics we touched on.
Well, and one thing, we're meeting today in the Brown Center, which is where our Osher Lifelong Learning retirees take courses. And we had a group meeting here a couple of weeks ago. And for the students who are still in college, it seems like to really make lifelong learning very real, introducing you to people in the second half of life who are taking classes for the joy of it, walking into this building, which is where those classes take place, to me, there's a huge value in just that aspect of this program, where you, Christian, are seeing someone who's choosing to hang out and continue to learn.
And we've tried to emphasize not a peer or not a mentor relationship, but we call our older students Ali students and the younger students Aquinas students. Mm-hmm. We're all students. So there's a two-way direction, two-way street for a relationship. And what do you feel you each learned from each other, since you're both teachers and learners?
The first meeting that I had with Christian, he told me about his major and also conveyed something I know very little about, and that was esports. And I had to look up what is an esport. And I'm not a computer person, so it's nothing that I have been involved with, but I found it very interesting that that would be one of his habits, hobbies.
It's beyond hobby. It's a varsity sport.
Yeah.
It's considered an intercollegiate sport now. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So what do you play?
Rocket League.
Okay.
And what is Rocket League?
Just car soccer, essentially.
Oh, yeah. So it's a version of soccer, which is your love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And Christian, what did you learn from Dan and from the other members of the program that are in the Ali group of students?
Mostly to be hopeful about life. Things are going to happen regardless if you try to control it or not, and just strive with every moment and just do what you love.
Real important, yeah. I mean, We've talked about this with other pairs, with other mates, of especially women, but feeling forced into a choice of maybe something they didn't love. But to hear that message at a young age, do what you love, and then the rest, let the rest sort itself out, I think is a real important life lesson.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you have many passions, Christian, from what you're saying, all of these different areas that you, you know, make time for, mm-hmm. and your major, your minors. Are you also working right now? Do you have a part-time job or a summer job?
Yes, I have 3 part-time jobs at Aquinas and 1 job at home.
Can I ask about these jobs? What are you doing?
I work as a writing consultant for the Writing Center, peer mentor for True SSS. I'm usually in front of house for Weggie dining services. And back home, I work as a retail associate for Dollar General.
Wow. Yeah. So you're wearing a lot of hats. It's remarkable, isn't it, Dan, that he can keep all of that in motion?
I'm amazed at how busy he is. And I'm flattered that, you know, he'd take the time to spend some time with me, considering what his schedule is. Because I would say Christian is a struggling student.
Yeah.
Well, he sure is working hard at it.
Did you have a job when you were first go around in college?
When I was at Aquinas, I did work as what they called a night manager in Weggie Center. And a night manager would oversee the activities that were going on. It could be a dance. It could be a concert. It could be card games. And, you know, essentially the night manager would make sure that things are as under control as possible, turn the lights off and lock the doors when you leave. Right. I did that for, I think, 2 years. Previous to that, I was not working.
I drove a school bus.
While you were in college?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility.
Well, it was great, though, because I had to get up at 5:30 every morning, and I was off my route by 8, and so I took early morning classes, and I'd be the only one awake. including the professor.
Wow. Oh.
If you were thinking ahead and talking to a student or an OLLI student about this program for next year, what would be the one thing that you would say, go ahead and do it? What would be a reason?
It's just a fun experience to learn from both sides. I really enjoyed it, just learning from other people of my generation and generations beforehand.
Yeah, and I know we always hope that having other people in your corner, folks who've already completed careers, who may have contacts, who may have suggestions about anything from interviews to saving for, you know, your first home, how to just network, all those things are our hope that this would also perhaps give you some other tools and other people who could serve as just support system.
I think you used a good word, network. You have the opportunity to network with not only your swap mate, but others in the group. And that's something that can never be taken away.
So today's podcast is brought to you by Generation Swap, a joint program of Aquinas College and the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Aquinas College. I'd like to thank Christian and Dan for participating all year. Thank you so much.
Generation Swap is a production of the Aquinas College Advantage Center. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts or at generationswap.com. Our career and connections expert is Dr. Dana Hebriard. Our producer is John Griffin. I'm Cindy Camp, Generation Swap creator. Thank you for spending time with us today. We're looking forward to swapping stories with you again soon.